Sebastian with another iteration of Cardamon Stream. And as always, you're listening to WMBCFM College Park. And before I get into some music, there is a PSA I would like to play. And if you are a frequent listener, you might know which PSA I'm talking about. And if not, well, this is a surprise that is not a surprise. So, yeah, it's a very important message that I always like to share, because it affects me, I like to say, in my work environment. But anyway, this is the PSA that I have for today.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
That was the PSA for today. And yeah, I have a special show for today. Someone will be my guest. A great guy, a great person, a friend, and a valuable member of the WMDC community. So in the meantime, while he gets here, I'd like to play a curated playlist that he shared with me. So let's start with Constant Surprises by Little Dragon, and let's move into St. Elmo's Fire by Brian Eno. And this is the remastered version from 2004. So just a moment.
Home looking at the trees, got the feeling that they were looking back at me. Thoughts that occurred to me, that of the usual kind, and I don't take that for granted. No, I don't call them mine, I don't call them mine, cause in my life things are built on, they're built on. Says want to connect. Last night in my dream I was talking to you. You know who you are, where you're dreaming to. Cause in my life things are built on, they're built on.
But I like to call it fate.
Then on my way home, I met this guy. He was not so shy, and not that kind. We spoke, and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, 'cause in my life, things are built on the build on the build on.
That was St. Elmo's Fire by Brian Eno, the 2004 remaster. Before that, we had Constant Surprises by Little Dragon. So these are the two first songs from ATEM's playlist. Really good songs. I think he's bringing his A game here. So we'll continue with more great music curated by ATEM. But for now, there is something I want to say. I never imagined having someone would share with me a playlist with Little Dragon. It's been a while since I listened to them. They had a collaboration with Gorillaz, and I like them as a band as well. Maybe I need to keep up with their music, because they are great. So let's keep moving with Eyes Blink Lock by Cocteau Twins, and after that Hotel Room by, honestly, I don't know how to pronounce the name of that band or artist. So let's keep it at as Hotel Room. So let's go with Eyes Blink Lock.
Happy.
That was Good Religion by Colts. Another great song suggested by HM in his playlist. So let's keep exploring more good music. And just for the record, this is I asked at HM for a playlist that reflected, I think, his college journey. So I can see a story there. And of course I can see someone with a great musical taste as well. So let's keep moving with more music, and up next we have You Have Arrived by The Spirit of the Beehive.
Thank you. Can't you hear it?
Money.
Can't you hear it?
Money. Money.
Money.
Money.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, ooh, oh, ooh, yeah, ooh, oh.
La 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 la.
So you don't have to wait anymore because the special guest for today, Atim, a great guy, a friend of mine, a very important scene member and WMUC member is here. So how is it? How is everything?
Hello, hello, hello. Is this?
Here. Use this one.
Oh. Hello, hello, hello. Testing. How am I? I'm doing pretty good last semester. Thank you for the introduction. I really appreciate it, Sebastian. Yeah, just, you know, enjoying my last days on campus, enjoying the last days, like, around the WMUC community, of whom I love very much. Yeah.
So you know, you will always be welcome here at WMUC, and in my show, especially in my show, I'm not a representative of WMUC.
I feel like you're a pivotal figure in WMUC, Sebastian, personally. In my opinion.
So, I appreciate that, but, you know, I am old grad student.
Well, I feel like there's always going to be, like, I guess, a sense of, like, division amongst the undergrad and grad people. But I like WMUC because they're was like a blur of that. On my first show that I had in 2023, my show neighbor, I'd call her DJ Burger Brain. She had the show right next to me, and she'd play really, really good tunes and stuff. And then like we'd always like chat on like in person or on Instagram and whatever. Like we'd see each other and stuff. And then like a year and a half later, I see her at a party and like we're like catching up. And then she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm like finishing up grad school." And I'm like, "You're in grad school?" And I was just like she was like 3 years older than me, and I was like, "Oh." Like, it's, like, the way I was, like, communicating with her, or, like, that connection seemed sort of, like, you didn't really, like, I guess, really perceive the age difference or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know. That's always my opinion. Like, with WMUC, it's kind of, I feel like, people, like, have this mutual love for something where it's, like, the age, like the love for it doesn't really change with age. Personally, I think that's my...
Yeah. Did you want to say something?
Oh no, I was just chatting about like just WMC culture.
So yeah, I think you are right. You know, I am 30, but here I'm trying to be as relaxed as I could, and you know, like just have a good time. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing I try to do the most. Like, not worry about grad school, being a TA, a lot of. Shenanigans that happen in life.
Shenanigans. It's always shenanigans. Life is all about shenanigans. It's one big obstacle course.
So, Etim, I have been playing your playlist so far, and I can say that you have a great music taste.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And I really do. And how do you come up with this playlist?
A lot of the songs are so I made this playlist right before I went to bed. I was working on a discussion post or whatever that I forgot to do. That was due this morning, like right before the show. So I was like, okay, let me do this discussion and then make this playlist. So I went through like all of my Spotify likes, like through from 2021 till now, and just thought about like certain times and moments when I first heard that song, like. Say like on the commute to school, because I would like commute from Bowie to College Park like every day, even on weekends too, just because like UMD, like I just found myself more productive like not at home, so like I'd always be in my car, so I listened to a lot of music like on the commute here, and then or like some of the songs I associate with people at like certain times when they first showed me, like there's a DJ her name is Soraya. She graduated 2023. She put me out to Cocktail Twins, and like we took like a drive to.
Oh my god. So.
I was gonna say. Oh, it might be kind of loud. She put me on to Cocktail Twins. Like the first Cocktail Twin song I ever heard was. I just went, look, she was playing in her car while we were on the way to, like, Beltsville or something like that. And then, yeah, a couple other songs were like that, too, where it's just, like, certain songs I associate with certain people because they either put me onto that band or certain moments where they, like, songs playing in the background. Some of these songs also are, like, songs from, like, study playlist too, like there's a lot of like instrumental music, not like too many, but a couple songs in there are instrumental music. What else?
So Etim, we have the next song, which is, can you introduce it?
Oh yes, this next song is called New Map by M83 off of their album Hurry Up We're Dreaming. I added this song on there because I first heard it at WMUC. There's like a copy of Hurry Up We're Dreaming in the old, not record library, but the CD library that used to be in there. I put that CD like on the like CD player, and I heard this is like the first song of the second disc. There's two discs this album. This is like the either first or second song of the second disc, And when I first heard it, like, my mind was blown. So it's just like a song that just was one of those, like, really beautiful WBC moments where I got put onto really cool art.
So you hear A-Team. This is a great song, and let's get into it.
That the last page of your 800 page novel is missing. I hope that it rains if you leave the window down on your red Mustang. drop your keys. I hope there's a sewer somewhere very nearby. I hope that your team lost. I hope your new girl takes off with a new guy. Cause every day ought to be a bad day for you. Cause every day ought to be a bad day for you. And I would like to be your girlfriend so I could dump you. And I would like to be your guard. So I would never have to pick up your trash again. Maybe you should wonder why your apartment is always so empty. Well, I hope you get locked out of that apartment and have to call Jenny. Oh! Cause every day ought to be a bad day for you. But every day ought to be a bad day for you. Every day ought to be a bad day for you. Cause every day ought to be a bad day for you. But I'm sorry.
So, Ethan, can you hear this song?
Yes.
So, I was thinking, why don't we talk over this song?
It's okay, yeah, because this song is like an instrumental, so, yeah.
So, I was asking you, like, what are you going to miss about, you know, college life?
I'm going to miss being able to, I guess, really see large groups of, like, with my friends. I get regular on a pretty much regular basis. I'm not gonna miss the commute. That sucked. That really sucked. But I guess having more of a predisposed like life sort of structure about how to go about your day. I'm gonna miss aspects of that. But at the same time, like I consider myself an adventurous person and am willing to see what's good with, like, alright, like, what to do from here, like, you're your own character now. So, I don't know. There's, like, a couple of things I'm gonna miss, but some things I'm, like, ready to, for change.
So, what are you ready for?
I'm ready for, well, that's if I find a job.
You'll get like, one.
Thank you. I've been working hard. I'm not gonna miss, like trying to balance work, school, and like I get I'm not gonna miss that because doing that balance it's really hard to like keep up and maintain, especially if you're like coming back from a setback. But I'm also gonna appreciate I'm gonna appreciate deleting Canvas. Not having to see like your assignment graded or your test score released or something. Always hated those.
So you are going to be free?
Yeah, I'm going to be free. That's if I don't go to grad school again. I'd be willing to go to grad school, but just not in the next immediate year. I need a solid break. I need a solid break.
Yeah, it's a must. It's the best thing to do. Work for a while, see what you want to do. And if you decide to come to grad school, you know, you are always welcome. I don't want to take 10 years doing my PhD, but I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, thank you. How is grad school? How is sort of like the life that like the demand it has on like going about your day compared to undergrad?
So it depends if you are doing a master's or a PhD.
Yeah.
So which one do you want to know both?
Oh yeah. I guess both. Let's go master's and PhD.
So with grad school, master's, you are mostly taking classes. So 3 classes each week. Each class is like 3 hours. And you have assignments. Sometimes you have like capstone papers, capstone projects. You have dissertations in master's sometimes. But it's just a more, how can I say it, more heavy duty undergrad.
I see. But you said you take 3 classes. Is it heavy duty because of like the amount of material that you'd have to cover?
Yes, a lot of material to cover, a lot of projects to work on. And when you do PhD, things become a bit different. The first 2 years are like a master's. You're just taking classes. But then you have to take comprehensive exams or preliminary exams, which can be 3 days. Each one. And sometimes you have to take from 1 to 6. That's a lot. I still have nightmares from my comprehensive exams.
Yeah. But how was your first one? How did it go? Did you know what to expect?
What? Can you repeat?
How was your first comprehensive exam? Did you know what to expect?
Yeah.
Or did you prepare?
You have to prepare.
Yeah, I mean, like, how much did you have to prepare? Because, like,
at least 2 weeks before, doing nothing but just preparing. And if you want to take more time, you can start preparing, like, a month before. Because it's not... You don't have, like, a set topic. You have all the topics from your classes in one exam. And you don't know what they're going to ask.
Oh no. So they could ask anything about your... I see. Okay, dang.
And you only have 3 questions, at least in my case. It changes in program, depending on the program, depending on the school, it changes. But in mine was 3. And 1 day for 3 questions, and 1 day for each question.
That's, goodness gracious. Dang, did you know that was the structure of a PhD before you went in?
I knew, but you think it's not gone, it's so far away that you don't kind of care about it?
Yeah.
Until it happened?
Yeah, because like, I didn't know that was the structure of... Wait, what specifically is your PhD on?
Government and politics.
What's the question that you're trying to cover?
Diaspora about? Politics.
You mentioned that. Yeah, that's for politics. I'm assuming other PhD students have like a different structure. Is it always like that sort of style of like preliminary exams?
Yes, like some universities got rid of the preliminary exams, but most have it.
I see. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, did you know that was like the structure, even in undergrad? Did you know that you wanted to take a PhD? I see. Did you already know that, like what your path was, I guess you're taking right now, like,
kind of? No, because I took a year between my undergrad and first master's. I have 2 masters.
Wow.
So in that year I worked. I initially was going to work selling cell phones in Long Beach, California. But things didn't go. I almost got the job. I just didn't go to the last round. Because my parents told me, don't sell cell phones, just come with us to back to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Colombia, I worked for the peace deal there for 9 months.
Yeah.
And over there, I realized that I wanted to do a PhD, or I had more clarity on doing that. So I did my first master's at UCLA first. And then the pandemic happened, funny times. And then
really funny times. Really funny time.
So that was my story.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just work for a while.
Mm-hmm.
See what you want to do. Because if you do a PhD, it's mostly research. I don't know if in computer science is the same. You might get a pretty high paying job in Google or whatever.
Yeah, you find in, at least a lot in tech, you don't find too many, at least depending on like how competitive you are and how far your network is, you oftentimes only find people going to like grad school. Like you usually just do the 4-year computer science or data science program and then like get like work experience and build up their resume.
So that's the nice thing about the STEM majors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about too much about grad school to work on your field.
I mean, it used to be like the meta that was like undergrad was just okay, but at least right now in 2025, like from the job market, seeing how like going through big changes, it'll probably be in your best interest. At least from like what at least my brother who's telling me, who's older than me, who works in tech, is that you should probably start considering a master's degree.
Yeah, consider a master's,
mm-hmm.
because masters are usually professional.
Mm.
You know, you graduate from your master's and you're ready to go into work in whatever thing of your field.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a training for your job.
Yeah, for sure. I was gonna say, but if your job's gonna be more, I guess skill sets tend to get really, really specific. And I'd say with doing a master's, because it generally tends to be more like not in depth with like the technologies you have to learn and master, but more so just general concepts.
Oh.
People generally tend to want to hire people who are experts in like specific things.
Okay, so
yeah.
So it looks like you might need a master.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, for sure. I plan on working in like really specific types of systems. I had an internship at the Department of Energy.
How are you?
Doing well.
So
yeah, I was planning on at least if I could find like work for a little bit, and then if like my work can pay for grad school, I'd be willing to hop back in. So right now I'm just like seeing what I can get, like what work I can get first before I consider.
Okay, so it looks like you have a plan going on, and
mm-hmm.
we only have like a couple of minutes left, so I think it's time to wrap up. So Aiden, thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah.
And
thank
for sharing.
Inviting me.
Always, you're always welcome. And yeah, so great playlist.
Thank you.
And yeah, so
this past song that's playing right now is 42 by Peter Bowman.
So thank you so much for listening. And up next, we have Cover to Cover with Emma, a great song. And if you want to continue listening great songs and great music, Emma has you covered.
Believe in miracles, just like in the movies, hey. Gotta find a new